Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. It's been a long time since I've been in the State Hall. I'm Kathy Fuller, and I'm the former school board chairman in Franklin a number of years, served for 18 years on that board, and a former city councilor and member of the zoning board. I obviously care a great deal about my community, and I've worked hard to help its people meet the challenges we've faced over the years. You learn quickly, as an active member of municipal government, that an important goal in policy debates is to do no harm. Of course, you want to achieve results and help others and protect your vulnerable citizens, but your decisions must first do no harm to the community. While I respect the views over Northern Pass very widely, one thing we should all be able to agree upon is the process for reviewing it do no harm to either side. There must be a fair and transparent process for deciding whether this project is right or wrong for New Hampshire. The benefits to my community have been made very clear, so it should come as no surprise that I support Northern Pass and the economic opportunities and jobs that come with it. But I'm also a strong champion of the environment, not just in words, but in action. I'm a long-standing member of the Franklin Outing Club, which runs an all-volunteer ski area in the city of Franklin. And we travel under power lines every day to get to that area. The fellow enthusiasts that I work with, we're all volunteers, appreciate and celebrate the natural beauty of this state all year round. In fact, I don't at all believe this conflicts with the proposed project, that the environment that we're trying to protect conflicts with the proposed project for Franklin and the new lines that would be required to build throughout our state. We are currently collaborating with the Lakes Region Snowmobile Club and the New England Mountain Biking Organization to utilize our existing snow trails, cross-country trails, snowmobile trails, to create a year-round path for bicycle enthusiasts, for hikers on existing trails, so that we don't further impact the environment and creating more erosion in the Great Gaines Forest area of Franklin, where, again, I remind you, there are power lines existing now. I urge the members of this committee to remember to do no harm when weighing what to do with this proposal and the others. It's not fair to prematurely change a long-standing and accepted process to review a plan such as this because of strong feelings on one side or the other. That would most certainly do harm to the people of my community, but not allowing a fair and complete review of the project under the current reviews already on the books. In addition, if you enact a last-minute change to the project rules such as this, you send a powerful message to the businesses looking to invest in the business or jobs in New Hampshire. That message, you can't trust the New Hampshire legislature. There is a process to follow with projects such as this. It's been in place for years. Don't do harm to the integrity of that process by making a sudden shift in the rules that will directly and negatively affect the outcome. Thank you for your time.